Okay, so bifold doors, right? They're having a moment, aren't they?
It's like they're everywhere. You see them on those home renovation shows, and then suddenly
Your neighbors got them, and they look amazing, all that light and
it's that indoor-outdoor flow, isn't it? That's the real draw.
totally. Like, imagine you swing open these massive doors, sunshine pouring in, maybe a gentle breeze. Suddenly, your living room feels twice the size.
It's like bringing the outdoors in, creating a whole new vibe.
Exactly. But before we get too caught up in those dreamy patio parties, we gotta talk about the elephant in the room, the cost.
Right, and our guide actually does a great job of breaking it down.
So, what are the biggies? What should people be prepared for?
Well, size is obviously a factor. That's a no-brainer. But then you've got the material costs, which can vary a lot.
Okay, so let's talk materials. We've got UPVC, we've got aluminum, there's timber, even some composite options out there. Where do we even begin?
Well, a good starting point is understanding the pros and cons of each material. Like UPVC is known for being more budget-friendly, right?
Right. So that's probably why it's pretty popular.
Exactly. But with UPVC, you're often prioritizing affordability and thermal efficiency, meaning it does a great job of keeping your home insulated. But then you've got aluminum, which really shines when it comes to durability and those sleek, modern aesthetics.
Okay, so it's a trade-off. With UPVC, I'm saving money up front and potentially on those energy bills, but aluminum is more about longevity, resisting the elements.
And it just has that certain look, you know?
Yeah.
That minimalist, almost industrial vibe that's really popular in contemporary designs.
I totally see that. But wouldn't the manufacturing process for aluminum be more complex, which would then impact the cost?
You're absolutely right. Aluminum requires a more energy-intensive manufacturing process, and that cost definitely gets passed on to the consumer. Plus, it's in high demand for those modern architectural designs, which further contributes to its higher price tag.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, I know we're all about those bifold vibes today, but the guide did mention French doors as a potential alternative. How do they stack up price-wise?
Generally speaking, French doors are going to be the more budget-friendly option.
So it's like weighing the charm of a classic bistro with the grand open feel of bifolds.
Exactly. It often boils down to your budget and the overall style you're going for.
Totally. Okay, but let's be real. No home improvement is perfect.
Right.
What are some downsides we should flag?
Good point. Well, our guide does mention potential maintenance as one thing to consider.
Yeah, the dreaded cleaning. I've heard those tracks for bifold doors can be a real pain. Dust, leaves, you name it.
It's true, older bifold door designs could be notorious for that. But thankfully, many modern designs have addressed this issue with improved track systems that are much easier to clean.
Phew, that's good to know. So it sounds like doing your research on those design details is key. And speaking of details, what about insulation? People picture these big glass panels and think, yikes, my heating bill.
You see, a lot of people assume that bifold doors equal drafty rooms and sky-high energy bills.
Right, because it's mostly glass, so.
Exactly. But modern bifold doors have come a long way, especially
Yes.
if you're talking about double or even triple glazing.
And insulated frames, too, right? That's got to make a difference.
That's a huge difference. It's all about those extra layers of protection against the elements. So yeah, those misconceptions about bifold doors being energy hogs, not necessarily true anymore.
Music to my ears. Okay, so it seems like with bifold doors, you often get what you pay for.
100%. It's about investing in those quality materials and design features for the long haul. It might cost a bit more upfront, but think of the long-term savings on those energy bills.
Right, it's an investment in your home, your comfort, and your wallet. Makes sense. But let's talk about another kind of investment, resale value. Do bifold doors actually add value to a home?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And thankfully, our trusty guide dives right into that.
Okay, so spill the tea. What does it say?
Well, the guide suggests they can increase a home's value.
Okay, that's promising. But how? Why are buyers so drawn to them?
Think about it. Bifold doors tick a lot of boxes for today's home buyers.
Okay, what? Give me the rundown.
Well, they create that seamless connection between indoor and outdoor spaces, which is hugely popular right now.
True. Everyone wants that open, airy feel.
Exactly. Plus, they flood the space with natural light, which is always a major selling point.
It's like bringing the outdoors in, but in a really stylish, functional way.
Precisely. And you know what they say? A happy homeowner is often a motivated seller.
That's a good point. If you love your home, you're probably more likely to maintain it, keep it looking its best, which then plays into its overall value, right?
Absolutely. And when it comes time to sell, those well-maintained features, especially something as eye-catching as bifold doors, they really stand out to potential buyers.
Okay, so we've covered costs, we've talked about materials, maintenance, energy efficiency, even resale value. It's like bifold doors really do tick a lot of boxes. But we haven't really delved into the aesthetics yet, and I feel like this is where the aluminum versus UPVC debate really heats up.
Oh, absolutely. This is where personal preference really comes into play.
Right. So aluminum, it's got that sleek, modern look, those super slim sight lines. Like, you can tell it's high-end, right?
Exactly. It's the darling of contemporary architecture for a reason. Those thin frames maximize the glass area, giving you that incredible sense of openness.
It's like a wall of windows that magically disappears.
Exactly. And because aluminum is so strong and durable, it can handle those larger, heavier panels of glass that really amp up that wow factor.
Okay, but what about UPVC? Does it get pigeonholed into a particular style?
Not necessarily.
Mm.
While UPVC might not have that same sleek, minimalist vibe as aluminum.
Right, it's maybe not as trendy.
True, but it's incredibly versatile. You can find UPVC bifold doors in a range of colors and finishes to complement just about any architectural style.
So if someone's going for a more traditional look or maybe a farmhouse vibe, UPVC could still be a good option.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, UPVC is generally more budget-friendly than aluminum.
Which is always a bonus. Okay, so UPVC is versatile, affordable, energy efficient. It sounds like a pretty strong contender.
It definitely holds its own. Ultimately, the choice comes down to your personal preferences, your budget, and the overall style of your home.
It's all about finding that perfect match. Speaking of finding the perfect match, we can't forget about installation. Because even the most stunning bifold doors won't look or function their best if they're not installed properly, right?
100%. Installation is not something to be taken lightly. In fact, it can make or break the entire project.
So this is not a DIY job for those weekend warriors out there.
I wouldn't recommend it. Bifold door installation is best left to the pros, those experienced installers who know all the ins and outs of these systems.
What kind of things should people be looking for in an installer? Like, what are some red flags to avoid?
Well, first and foremost, make sure they're licensed and insured.
Always a good rule of thumb.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to ask for references. Check online reviews.
Word of mouth is powerful. If you know someone who's had bifold doors installed, pick their brain.
Exactly. And when you're getting quotes, make sure they're detailed and transparent. You want to know exactly what's included in the price so there are no surprises down the line.
Transparency is key. Okay, so we've covered the importance of hiring a qualified installer.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
But there's also the design aspect to consider. Because bifold doors aren't exactly one size fits all.
Right, right. There are so many configuration options, different ways to customize them.
Exactly. You've got your standard 2-panel, 3-panel, 4-panel setups.
And then there are those cool corner configurations I've seen, like the ones that essentially create a wall of disappearing glass.
Oh yeah, those are stunning. They're often called corner opening or 90-degree opening bifold doors. And they're a fantastic option for maximizing those corner spaces.
It's like your living room just flows right out into the garden.
Exactly. They completely transform the feel and functionality of a space.
Okay, so we've talked configurations, but what about those finishing touches? Handles, locks, colors?
Oh, the fun part. And yes, there's a ton of room for customization there too.
Like, what kind of options are we talking about? Give me some inspiration.
Well, for handles and hardware, you can find everything from sleek and modern to more traditional, even industrial-inspired designs.
So something to match every style.
Absolutely. And when it comes to colors, many manufacturers offer a wide range of standard colors, and some even allow for custom color matching.
Wow, so you can really personalize them to complement your existing decor?
Precisely. It's all about those details that make your bifold doors truly your own. But I get it. With so many options, it can feel overwhelming.
Oh, totally. Where do you even begin?
Well, a good starting point is to think about your needs and your lifestyle. How do you envision using these doors?
Right. Are they mostly for looks, or are they going to be workhorses opening and closing all the time?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's your budget and the overall style of your home. Do you want your bifold doors to blend seamlessly or make a bold statement?
So many things to consider. But it's exciting, too. Like, you can really make it your own.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where functionality meets style and budget.
Love that. Okay, so someone's on the fence about bifold doors. What's your final piece of advice to help them make a decision?
That's a good one, I'd say. Do your research, talk to the experts, and most importantly, visualize the possibilities. Imagine those doors opening up your home to the outdoors, creating a seamless flow of light and space. If that vision excites you, then bifold doors might just be the perfect addition to your home.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience. Have you ever installed bifold doors yourself?
You know, I have, and it completely transformed my living space.
Oh, tell me more. What kind of doors did you go for?
Well, I went with aluminum. It just felt right for the style of my home.
Okay. Sleek and modern. And what about the finish?
A dark gray. It ties in nicely with some of the other architectural elements.
Very nice. Pulling it all together. And I know you mentioned it gets chilly where you live, so did you go all out on the energy efficiency features?
Triple glazing. All the way. I figured if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it right.
Smart move. No point in cutting corners on something as important as energy efficiency. Speaking of those important questions, remember that one from the guide's FAQ section? The one about whether bifold doors would actually complement your property or require a bunch of changes to make them work.
Oh, yeah. That one really got me thinking.
Me too. Like, sometimes I skim over those FAQ sections, but this guide's questions were spot on.
I know, right? And that particular question, it made me realize I needed to think beyond just the doors themselves. I actually ended up re-landscaping a bit around where the doors were going to go.
Ooh, tell me more. What did you do?
Well, I wanted to create a patio space that really flowed seamlessly from the living room, you know? So I extended the patio a bit, added some new plants.
So you weren't just installing doors, you were creating a whole experience.
Exactly. And I have to say, it made a huge difference.
I bet. It's like you've got this indoor-outdoor oasis now.
That's exactly what it feels like. We practically live out there when the weather's nice.
See, this is why I love these deep dives. We're not just talking about doors here. We're talking about transforming spaces, connecting with the outdoors. It's inspiring.
I totally agree. It's about making those smart, informed choices that enhance our lives.
Absolutely. So for anyone out there considering bifold doors, remember, it's all about finding that balance between style, functionality, and of course, budget.
And don't forget to have fun with it.
Yes. Make it your own. This has been awesome. We've explored every nook and cranny of bifold doors, from those nitty-gritty costs to those big picture impacts on how we live in our homes. It's about making those choices that align with your vision, your lifestyle.
Exactly. So until next time, happy renovating, everyone.